What's up, Eagles fans? Welcome into the Indiana Convention Center here in Indianapolis for the NFL Scouting Combine. I'm Fran Duffy, joined by Howie Roseman. And Howie, a year ago at this time, Eagles were picking 13th overall. Don't know where we're at with the quarterback situation. Completely different scenario now. How does it change the process for you and your staff going into this process with Carson Wentz, your franchise quarterback, in tow?
Well, first you want to stay consistent with the process. So no matter what you think that your needs are or the things that you're working on in free agency, maybe possible trades, you still want to make sure that you're evaluating the best players and putting them in the right position. And then adding guys led by Joe Douglas and the guy he brought in, Andy Weidel, having those guys here, the additions to the staff, obviously that's a big plus for us sure. As we go forward.
Let's talk about the process and just the entire from start to finish through this combine week. What's one part of it that maybe is a little bit underrated that fans don't really think about, the media doesn't talk about, that people don't necessarily talk about throughout the course of the week?
The evaluation of the food. No, I'm just kidding. So I think what one of the big things for us is just the specifics in the interview and going through the questions that really make us think and leaving that interview either having more questions about a guy and going to your area scout and asking them to dig, or leads us to maybe bring that guy into our facility. The medical is a huge part of this. I know that's highly publicized about how important the medical is, and you know, Dr. DeLuca, Chris Peduzzi, and their teams at the forefront of this, invaluable guys for us, resources. And for us to get that information, for them to be able to have their hands on guys and be able to do that is huge. And then have our coaching staff, you know, Coach Peterson and his staff, to talk to these guys for the first time, really get a sense of what they're like, so that when they walk in our building, there's a little bit of that chemistry and connection that we're looking for.
What's that sliding scale like when you talk about trying to evaluate the player physically? You have the athletic testing, you have the medical, the measurables, and then you meet them in person and you talk about trying to evaluate them off the field. How hard are both things compared to one another?
And none of us are experts in interview technique. So, you know, it's easy to get fooled. These guys are training for the interview process. They're way longer than we are. And so we don't want to put too much on that. But certainly when you meet people and you spend 15 minutes with them, you get a sense of their personality, who they are. And I think it's just part of the equation.
How hard is it when you come here to Indy and you see all the numbers get stacked up? You got the 40-yard dash, the three cone, all these numbers come, to then to try and stay away from that recency bias? You know, you have all the months' work of film work from the past 2 years on these guys and sometimes more. How hard is it to avoid what you just saw this spring and take it into account with the entire big picture?
Well, we've learned from that. And when you go back and look at some of the mistakes that have made not only by us but around the league, it's by putting too much in stock into what goes on here and not as much as what goes on the football field. And, you know, all you got to do is look at the MVP of the league and the Super Bowl and see what he did here and what he's done in the National Football League. So it's just all part of the process, and it's great to be here. It's an exciting time to be an Eagle.
Then last question for you. You guys leave here. You got the Senior Bowl a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. What's next? What's the next part of the process for you and your staff as you continue to stack the board?
Well, it's really interesting because they've changed the timing of this. And so now we're really backed up into free agency. So we'll dive into that next week. It should be a quick hitter, and then get back into the draft process. And Joe and his staff are putting together pro days and private workouts for us and our staff, and figuring out who we're going to bring into our facility. And it's a run now. You know, it's really the straightaways coming, and it's exciting to finally add some players to this team.
Oh, busy man. Howie, appreciate the time here.
Thanks
on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.